This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean, and we are pretty excited to be talking about the next event, not only because they're giving us a giveaway to give away on our final show, but because events are kicking off again, aren't they, Rach?
I'm so excited.
It's so exciting, and joining us now on the line is Adam from Points of Difference Events and Touring, because Gay Ski Week Australia is back. It's coming back this September. You can get out on the slopes at Falls Creek Resort. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Dean. Hi, Rach. How are you?
Oh, we are so excited that there are things happening again and that you are joining us on our last show here on Mad Wednesdays. Tell us what's coming up.
I'm very sad by that, but I'm very excited.
Good. I'm glad you're excited because Gay Ski Week is happening still. We're coming out of lockdown. What's the plan this year?
Look, this is going to be our biggest year ever. We've got over 260 pre-registrations on the event already.
Whoa.
I've got 200 beds booked. I grabbed another 100 of them yesterday. We're running across two weekends in September, so that's 10 days of frosty fun on the slopes. And we've got over 50 events and scheduled activities that are all happening on snow at Falls Creek.
Whoa!
Now, I know all about that because Frock Hudson hosts them, a lot of them. So I've been the last 5 years, and it's an absolute treat. This year's pretty exciting because Gay Ski Week Australia, I mean, it may be gay in name, but it's queer in general. We paint the mountain rainbow where everyone in our LGBTIQA plus community is welcome to come and enjoy. And it's happening over two weekends at Falls Creek this year. That's pretty massive, isn't it, Adam?
It is. This will be our biggest year, and we're focusing entirely on Falls Creek this year because they've got such a fantastic resort and the amenities and facilities that are there are fantastic. And the resort's really welcoming and the ski company's really looking after us this year too because of all the, you know, craziness that's going on with, like, trying to get lift tickets and stuff. You know, we've got guaranteed access. We've got lift tickets all organised. So everything's taken care of. And we're really looking forward to getting on the snow.
Now, there's lots of events that happen during this as well. I know we have a queer movie night. Frock does some trivia and bingo. And we have some other performers coming and doing some entertainment too.
Yeah, it's been difficult for us to actually confirm talent because we just didn't quite know what was happening. And with the restrictions, our program may still vary a little bit and change, but that's easy for us to do because we can actually do more things, which is really exciting. But we've got, like, Kate Munro is a Sydney DJ. She's Australia's First Lady of House. She's coming to play for us. We've got some other DJs, drag performers lined up as well. And we've got some new events this year, like our Winter Onesieland Cocktail Party.
Ooh.
Where everybody gets to dress up
in
their
onesie or their
union suit. If you don't know what a union suit is, that's the one with the buttons that go all the way down.
One thing I'm really excited about, Adam, is that you have a specific women's program this year.
Yeah, this is something new that we wanted to do this year because we understand that particularly, like, women like to feel that they're in a safe, supportive environment, and Falls Creek actually run a women's program already, so we've taken that idea and given it a bit of a queer twist. But, you know, women will be able to come and with a group of like-minded people, with a female instructor, they get to actually get video analysis of what they're doing as well, which is amazing. Like, that's really, really cool. They get, you know, there's lunches, there's afternoon activities, we've even got a wrap dinner. And they get to actually go out and explore the mountain, you know, as a group, and actually get to upskill themselves and learn more about what they can do and become more confident
that's
as they
fantastic.
Do it.
Fantastic. So do you need any previous snowing experience? I say snowing because, you know, some people snowboard, some people ski, to be able
this
to come
true.
Along.
This is true. Look, we everyone is welcome. We don't mind if you're a skier or a boarder or indeed if you're a virgin. So there will be lessons available for complete beginners.
I'm an absolute
as well as
virgin.
We love absolute virgin. But yeah, everyone is welcome. Different skill levels are taken care of. And even if you're a non-skier, there's still plenty for you to do there. I spend a lot of my time, you know, sitting in a hot tub with a glass of red wine. The resort, the beautiful thing is that we've got all of our accommodation, which is on snow. And that means we're actually right in the middle of the village. So you actually get to see people skiing past your window and that sort of thing. And literally sitting on in your hot tub on the balcony watching things go past you. It's absolutely amazing.
That's one of the things I love about it. So even if you're not a skier or not advanced at all, you can come and have a great time. There's such a great events package and there's such great entertainment that's happening off the mountains as well. Now, speaking of the event package, Adam, we've got to round things up, but you've given us an events package to give away to one lucky listener today on the show. So you can win an events pass to Gay Ski Week Australia this year from the 4th to the 13th of September. And we've decided, Rach, that this is how we're going to get our listeners to win.
Yeah, well, Adam, you kind of sparked a little bit of curiosity there. What would you call a hot tub full of queers? And that's the question that we want answered to go in the draw to win this fantastic prize.
What do you call a hot tub full of queers? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. Of course, anyone who also messages in for our final Mad Wednesday show will also go into the draw to win this fabulous pass. And it doesn't matter if you're a skier because you can still come and enjoy all the great events as a part of Gay Ski Week Australia. Adam, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, guys. It's been an absolute pleasure. And good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
You can enjoy Gay Ski Week Australia from the 4th to the 13th of September. What do you call a hot tub full of queers?
I'm not going to sleep at night without hearing your voice every Wednesday, Gary. do have a very important question. What would you call a hot tub full of queers?
I think I'd call it gay soup.
I think we've gotten a couple of those, haven't we?
We have, yes. It's a popular answer.
Well, we'll dive into our full list right after the traffic and trains. Thank you, Gary. So we have a competition. Lots of big stuff happening now in the next hour and a half for our final Mad Wednesday. Kicking off with a competition where you can win an event pass to Gay Ski Week Australia happening from the 4th to the 13th of September at Falls Creek. We've got that pass thanks to the lovely Adam from Points of Difference Touring and Events. And we're pretty excited because it means whether you're a skier or not, you can come along and have a great time at Falls Creek.
Go to all the events.
Yeah. So to go into the draw, not only is everyone who calls into the show going to go into the draw tonight because we're doing a call-in show for the next hour and a half, but we want to know what you would call a group of queers in a spa.
Yes. So
in a hot tub, I mean, because there's hot tubs at Falls Creek for Gay Ski Week Australia.
So we've got a couple of options on how you can let us know. You can SMS 0427JOY949. Mm-hmm. You can email onair@joy.org.au, or you can call Dean and myself live on air. Chat to us. Tell us what you think on 1300 569 949. This whole next hour and a
be
half.
Be our guest. Made of real gorilla chest. Yeah, mine Simpsons, yours. Actually, Disney. But that's the phone number for here at Joy. So if you couldn't remember what it was, 1300 569 949, you can just find it on the Joy website at joy.org.au. Just scroll down to the bottom of the website and click on the contact link and join us on the show. But we've had a lot of people messaging about what they think a group of queers in a hot tub would be called, haven't we, Ray?
Oh my gosh, we've had so many. Let me get to the bottom of the list. All right. We're going to start with Craig in Paran, who was our very first person to message in, who said alphabet soup, which was shortly followed by our very great friend, Tom, no relation, who also said, surely it's alphabet soup.
Well, it doesn't have to be the same answer. You can come up with your own.
Yes. We'll read out all the soppy messages later because I don't want to make you cry yet.
Uh-huh.
Andrew from South Yarra has said Mary soup.
I like that one.
We've got Boyd who has said poof soup.
Yep. Well, not all queers are poofs, but
that's
all right.
True.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's the soppy one. We'll get back to that one.
Oh, wait, okay, there's lots of soppy messages coming.
That's a soppy one as well. This one, Scott from Flemington has said chicken doodle soup. Brad has messaged in and said, surely a group of gays in a hot tub.
And what I want to stress is it's a group of queers because everyone's welcome to come to Gay Ski Week Australia
right.
And join us on the mountain. So he put another option.
Rainbow soup or an orgy. Oh my gosh, so many coming through.
They're coming through. What have we got?
Oh, thick another and fast. One. Another name, lovelies. Scott, I would call it an eaten mess.
That's Scott.
Scott
from Flemington.
Very clever.
Very good, Scott.
You've had two good ones. Brendan has messaged in and said a group of gays in a spa would be a grope of gays. Oh, goodness.
Oh, one last one from Daryl with one. Oh, good old Daryl.
Daryl, who came in with his dog last week.
Yep.
Hi, fabulouses. A group of gays in a fuzzy pond would be a fizzy pond folly.
I like that one. I like that. Now, I want to stress, everyone is welcome to come to Gay Ski Week in Australia, Gay Ski Week Australia at Falls Creek in September. It's not just, it may be gay in name, but it's queer in nature. So we're asking for queers in a hot tub. If you want to say gays, that's fine because it makes for a cheekier joke. That's okay. But what would you call a group of queers in a hot tub? Hit us up 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au, just like Paul has, who said a concoction. Oh my God, it's getting cheeky. And why don't you ring us on 1300 569 949 and be our guest. We're going to be speaking to our listeners live here on the airwaves on Joy 94.9 for the final Mad Wednesday. Or you can be talking about our love of chocolate ripple cake or anything you want to give us a send-off message. We, of course, do have our competition where you can go in the draw to win an events pass to Gay Ski Week Australia happening at Falls Creek this year in September, thanks to Points of Difference Touring and Events. And we've just been asking our listeners what they would call a group of queers in a hot tub.
Look, Scott from Flemington, so far, he's my winner because he's this is number three that has come through and said, this is for all of our bear queers out there. What about gorillas in the mist?
I love that one.
Scott, you're a very funny person. Maybe you should do some radio.
Yeah. Come and do the training at Joy. Come and join us here.
That's exactly right. We've had another message through from Brad. Keep and getting those messages through saying a hot tub queers may also be called a petri dish. That's all too relevant for someone I know today. Dean, ask me. Come on.
What would you call a group of queers in a hot tub, Rach?
A hot tub full of queers? I would call it a moist mess.
Oh, I like that one.
What would you call it, Dean?
I don't know. I've been overwhelmed. I'm overwhelmed because it's the final show, so I haven't had time to think of it. I've been concentrating on all the buttons. So we've gotten new messages in, and they've both said the same thing. This is Lawrence in Bond Beach, and another listener who hasn't given us their name.
No, it's
Scott again.
No, it's Lawrence.
Oh, it's Lawrence again.
It's the same phone number.
So Lawrence, what did you have?
Lawrence has said queers only hot tub equals a brew.
No, it's a brouhaha.
Oh, brouhaha.
It's a brouhaha. Yeah,
I get it. Hang on. Yep. We've got another one from Daryl with one R. What does Daryl say?
And Daryl says, I'd call a group of gays in a hot tub fun. Oh, look, we're loving your messages, and everyone who's messaging goes into the draw to win that event pass to Gay Ski Week Australia this September at Falls Creek. Now, you don't have to be a skier. It's the event pass. So you go to the MQFF movie. Well, sorry, not MQFF. I'm still talking with them. The Queer Movie Night. There's a Queer Movie Night. There's bingo. There's lots of fun happening on the mountain other than skiing. But also, why don't you give us a call? Because this is our final show, and we're making you, our listeners, our guests.
Dean literally just batted his eyelashes at you. So for all those who cannot see us, which is everyone except for me.
Face for radio.
Dean just batted his eyelashes. So please call Dean. Tell him how much you've loved him for the last 3.5 years. The very final Mad Wednesday. We've gotten a few more messages through, so we better call them out. Ken has messaged through.
We should let people know what they're messaging about.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, we've got our giveaway for our final show where you can win an event pass to Gay Ski Week Australia in September at Falls Creek.
Super exciting and good for everybody. And we wanted to put the question out, what would you call a hot tub full of queers?
Mm-hmm. What would you call it?
It's going to be a regular occurrence there, exactly. Of course. And Ken, who has messaged in, has said a well-oversized COVID cocktail. Stay safe. Hopefully by then it will definitely be well and truly out of our systems. Oh, you're so lovely. Amelia, what would you call a hot tub full of queers?
I was trying to think of this. I was trying to think of something witty to text in so I could win said hot tub of full of
Well, you're
full
in the draw because you're cold.
You're in the draw because you're cold.
Oh, that's nice. I don't know. I was trying to think of some kind of pun because that is totally bi culture. We're very punny people. But nothing was coming to me, so I might marinate on it for a little bit more and text through. So
yes.
I think marinate's a good word. Play on marinate, though, because I think you've certainly hit the nail on the head. And thank you so much for calling in and being our first caller for our call-in show. It's the final Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 with Rach and Dean, and we've been asking our listeners what you would call a group of queers in a hot tub, so they go into the draw to win an event pass to Gay Ski Week Australia at Falls Creek in September.
I know, we've gotten some super exciting... Funny messages. This one is from Pete, who has said, duckies in the pond. Brad has sent another one through saying, cocktails and nibbly bits.
Oh, I like it. I mean, it is a good pun, but, you know, not all men have cocktails and you know, some people don't like alcohol, so it's something true. To pick off.
B from Paran has said, a hot tub full of queers equals beers, leers and rears. I think that's very accurate.
I couldn't agree
more. On the
more.
Money. We'll get back to more of your messages straight after this. It's headlines. Yeah. It's headlines. We don't have to play a sting. It's the news headlines with the Gary Wilson.
Now, you messaged him before about...
Alphabet soup was the answer of what would you call a group of queers in a hot tub. Are you still sticking with that?
I am. I did notice Dean's little read there on lack of creativity. I'd like to point out I was the second message in.
But the first two messages had the exact same answer, so, you know.
And I said the same.
Obviously, it was just the right answer.
I think it's the thing that we all easily go for, but there's no harm in being cheeky. We'll keep you on the line for a second, Tom, but we've gotten some more in, haven't we?
Oh, my goodness. We've got too many messages. This one is hilarious. They want to remain anonymous, but they said the Turtle Cove Resort calls their spa the Ashtray, because everyone puts their dirty butts in it. Oh, that's a good one.
I like that.
Look, here we go. Mick has messaged in and said, cream of queer.
Oh, I like that. I mean, I do laugh at how much everyone's gone for the inappropriate dirty gay men jokes. But, you know, if the shoe fits.
Okay, so Amelia is sticking with, so I stand by the suggestion, Dean and Rach, a marinade of queers sounds slippery and delicious and a little bit spicy.
Oh, I'm all right with that one.
That's definitely what you would call a hot tub of queers. All right, this one has not given us a name, but that's okay. They said, love, 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 love you two. Thanks for coming into my home each Wednesday. I'll miss your show. Queers in a hot tub, a yummy smorgasbord.
I'm very here for that.
And there's probably some emojis, but emojis don't come through to us. It just comes as question marks.
This
so it looks
true.
Like you're really questioning what you're asking. Dean, I think we've got so many that we might have to come back to them.
We're going to have to keep on going. We have a massive show to let you all know what's going on. You can go into the draw to win a event pass to Gay Ski Week Australia at Falls Creek this September. COVID restrictions are lifting and you can head to the mountain. But if you're not a skier, it's fine because you can enjoy all the events with this free event pass thanks to Points of Difference touring and events.
That's right. Now, question for you is, what would you call a hot tub full of queers? So you can send us a message like everyone else. 0427JOY949 is the SMS. Or just like Tom and Amelia have done, you can call us on 1-300-569-949. This is our final Mad Wednesday show.
Yeah, we're making you our guest.
Exactly right. We've got more messages coming through thick and fast. That last message that I read out about a yummy smorgasbord was from Robbie. Thank you for then sending through your name.
Thank you very much.
That's right. And amazingly, we've gotten a membership on our show today from Michelle in Ascot Vale, who then has sent us through that the response to what would you call a group of queers in a hot tub is gay koozie.
Gay koozie. I like a gacuzzi.
Yes.
I love a bit of gacuzzi action.
Gacuzzi. Do we want to keep reading out
keep
these
reading
answers?
Them. Let's keep reading them and then we'll go to the song.
All right. She sent another one through. Michelle has also said poached fruits.
I like that one. That's a very good one, Michelle.
That's very clever. Very clever. This person has messaged through and said, queers in a hot tub, a groping good time.
We've only got one thing on our minds, haven't we?
Groping, yes.
Oh, I like this one. Mick has messaged in, obviously, and said a sausage sizzle.
So good.
In the next 10 minutes, we're going to be announcing the winner of our Gay Ski Week Australia.
We have to pick a winner.
We have to pick one.
There's like 700 people.
So this is your last chance to message in and tell us what you call a group of queers in a hot tub. Every entry and everyone who calls in and messages in goes into the draw to win an event pass to Gay Ski Week Australia this September. That's happening at Falls Creek. The lovely Adam from Points of Difference Touring and Events has thrown that our way. So even if you're not a skier, you can jump along and enjoy all the fun that happens off the slopes.
In his words, you can be a virgin.
Well, yeah, look, I like was me. Once. Maybe last week. This is the final Mad Wednesday with Rach and Dean. Give us a call. Shoot us a message. We're on air till 6:30.
Queers in a tub could be a dessert. Spotted dick. From Rob.
Oh, that's nice. This has been a great call. but yeah, we've got a little bit more, haven't we?
More messages coming through hot and fast. Simo has said, has anyone suggested a warm, hearty and delicious sausage casserole?
I love it. We've got so many. This has been such a fun comp to have.
Oh, so good. Oh, this person has a similar one to Dee, whose message is up next. Scott, it's Scott again.
Scott
of course
again.
It's Scott. Saying, hey, Rach and Dean, hump day won't be the same without you two. We'll miss you guys. What do you call a bunch of queers in a hot tub? 5 a.m. at wet. Which is funny because D. Mason also commented on my Facebook and said, wet at Wellington is what you would call
good
a
on D.
group of queers.
Oh my God,
so
right.
This is a long one.
I love this. Okay.
This is
from Daniel.
What would you call a bunch of queers in a hot tub?
Oh, wow.
And
he's
going to
quote Macbeth.
Do you want to read it out? Go
all
on.
Right. Double toil and trouble sounds pretty damn gay. Double toil and hang on. Double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fillet of a fenny snake. In the cauldron boil and bake. Eye of newt and toe of frog. Wool of bat and tongue of dog. Adder's fork and blind worm sting. Lizard's leg and howlet's wing. For a charm of powerful trouble, like a hell broth, boil and bubble. Double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Cool it with a baboon's blood, then the charm in... Okay, so you've actually... I thought there was going to be a joke at the end, Daniel. You've literally quoted... You've literally quoted Macbeth, which I kind of love, that drama training that I did finally came in handy. I just thought at the end we'd have a joke about herpes or something, but it never went
well. Well, look, that's what you're going to get when you're in a hot tub full of queers. To the amazing Adam from Gay Ski Week Australia.
Yes.
Has donated a prize to us today.
Yes, Gay Ski Week Australia amazing. Is happening on the September over two weekends, 4th to 13th of September at Falls Creek. And the lovely Adam donated for our final show a pass for all the events that's a part of Gay Ski Week Australia. You can see all of those details up on the Points of Difference website. We've got that up on our social media. But what's great about that is the pass can be for someone with skill, without skill. You don't have to know how to ski, but you can come along and enjoy all the fun.
Does that mean I could be a snow bunny?
You could absolutely be a snow bunny, Gary. Now, we got so many messages in. We asked so many listeners for what you would call a group of queers in a hot tub. And we got so many. Oh, my God. We got so many messages in that we decided to just pick by random and put our hands in a hat. One hand. It was only Rach's.
Yes.
The hat was clean because of COVID restrictions.
With a glove
and
on.
Rach, let's have a drum roll. Who is our winner?
All right. Drum roll me.
Hang on. That wasn't loud enough.
No, do it again. It's Michelle from Ascot Vale who said gay koozie.
Woohoo! Congratulations, Michelle. Hang on, wasn't Michelle the one that joined today?
She also became a member today.
Oh, congratulations.
Yay!
What a legend. But also would like to give a big kudos to Scott from Flemington because your answers were hilarious.
They were fantastic. In fact, so were all of them. Like, seriously,
yes.
It was great for us to get all those messages in for our very final show, but it was also just a whole heap of fun to just read them and have something fun for the final show because I'll be honest, it's emotional for me.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.